Okay, today's Parsha Shir. This week is Parsha Snaso, Tavshin Pehei, trying to squeeze in a Shir. And we start off with the Kol Yechiel. If you look in source number one, the Kol Yechiel, a Likud of a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. And he discusses the mitzvah of Vidui, as we have this, obviously, the biggest Parsha, and the many different inyanim. We start off with the Masaos, and we have the Makar of Vidui. Makar of Vidui, the mitzvah of Vidui. As the Rambam counts, Perach Hei, Pasuk Zayin, Vesvu Es HaChatasam Asher Asu, they will confess the sin that they sinned, Ve'yishiv Es HaShemo Baroshov V'Chai Mishiso Yosef Alav. And even though this is in a specific context of one specific Avera, but we expand this to include the mitzvah of Vidui, as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Tshuva. So he quotes here from the Sefer Eila HaMitzvos, Yadu HaSheila, Eichanu Mizvada B'Yom HaKippurim, Al Chataim Shonim, On Yom Kippur, were Mizvada, on so many different Averas, Shanu Betuchim Shlo Avarnu Lehem, and we didn't violate them. So, you know, how are we Mizvada on things that we know for sure we didn't do? Again, a lot of the Al-Chaits we did do. But there are a number of Al-Chaits that we don't think we did. So how is it that we are Mizvada if we are for sure that we didn't do it? And isn't that a violation? Haim Ein Zeh Begeder, Dover Shikarim, Hatam, he answers who? Mishum Maklal Shekal Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. Because every Jew is guarantor and co-signer for each other. V'lachain. Ava Bishanu Atzmeinu Lo Chatanu Chatam Eilo Eila. Even though we didn't do these sins, Harianu Nosim Gam Achrayas L'Chatoim Shechatu Yehudim Achayrim. Even though we didn't do it. But if there are other Jews that did it, so then we are just as responsible as well. And therefore, you know, there's a lack in our, just like if somebody else didn't do a mitzvah yet, so then we could be motzi them, yatsa motzi, because kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. I'm still lacking. If somebody didn't do a mitzvah, if somebody violates an avera, it's semi my avera too. V'raya l'dover, and he says, it's even hinted to in the language of this pasuk. V'dichsiv isfadu es chatasam asher asu. Hare tchila dibra. In the parsha, we have lashon yachid. What did it say? Ish o isha ki ya'asu mikol chatos ha'adam. If a man or a woman in singular, va'ashma ha'nefesh ahi, and at the end it says ve'heshiv, the next phrase, ve'heshiv es ha'shamo, it's also singular. What's v'hisvadu? V'hisvadeh. V'hisvadeh should be singular. What's v'hisvadu? What's the plural? So he says, that's a remez, that's where Chazal learned it. Shaharabim mechayvim lizvados afilu acheto shol yachid. Shekin kol yisrael arevim zebuzet. The responsibility, the mutual responsibility of every Jew, life is not just about ourselves, but if there is another Jew that is spiritually challenged, it's our job to raise them up and do what we can to be able to help them. Okay, that gets us started. Now we get into Revi'i, as we know in the Parsha, talks about Sota and Nazir, the two major stories in this middle section of the Parsha. So we know part of the Avoda of the Sota is the Sota comes to bring her carbon, and the Pasuk says, V'lakacha kohen mayim kedoshim in Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Kohen takes from the holy water, from the water that he got from the there in the spot on the Mikdash, B'klicheres, U'mina Afarashi, Yepakarka kohen, Amishkan, you take earth from the floor of the Mishkan, Yikacha kohen v'nasan alamayim. He takes the earth, puts it on the water, V'emidas kohen asa ish lefnei Hashem, the Kohen stands her up, Uparas Rashi ish, all the details of how one does the avodah. So it's interesting, small thought from the Meshechachma, based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here in Sota says the Meshechachma in source number two, V'lama mayim v'afar. Why dafka, water and dirt? That's what's mixed in order to test and cleanse the Sota. V'kasav mayim mimakom shebata. Afar mimakom shehiho leches. Water, where a person comes from. Water comes from, right? We are a tipa srucha, right? Afar, that's where we're going. Achar me'av esrim. Kasav lefnei misha at hi asida litain din v'cheshbon. Right, and that's the ultimate. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? The histaka b'shlosha dvarim ve'ena taba lidei aveira. Mayan batal anato olech, that's alluded to in the water. That's where we came from. And the afar, where we are going. And v'kasav la, v'kasav, and he writes on it, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's going to have everything written. Dame ayin bata, says the Meshechachma now. Ha inyan, de adam muad la'olam. Right? We are, as we know in Halacha, there's no shogig when it comes to Adam HaMasik. Amad is chayev. Bein shogig, bein mezid, bein ones, bein ratzon, bein derech yirida, derech aliyah. Oh, we know that adam ola ola, as they it says in Baba Kama. Umazik shelo b'kavana chayev. If I'm mazik even without kavana, I'm going to be chayev. The Rambam, though, paskins, as we know, based on the Gemara, upasaka Rambam, didafka birushus hanizak. In the rishus of the nizak, then I'm going to be chayev for unintentional damage. Avol birushus harabim, birushus hamazik pater. But in the public, if rishus harabim, I'm allowed to walk here. I'm allowed to walk here in rishus harabim, or in rishus hamazik pater, shina zarach lizar. If I'm doing my regular thing, I didn't do it with kavana. I didn't do it with kavana. If I do it without kavana, I'm just walking and happen to damage. Only in rishus hanizak do we say adam ula olam in your chayev. V'alze amar. And that's what's alluded to in this Mishnah and in this Halacha. She'ein ha'olam rishuscha. Right? The world doesn't belong to us. The world around us. The world is not our rishus. Ki mi'ayin batu la'ana taholech meheder la'efes. Where are we going from? We're going from water. We're going to dirt. So where mi'ayin batu la'ana taholech? So it really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know in terms of a birchas hanehenin. We know that whole sugya. But here too, in terms of this halacha, dirt and water, where we came from, where we're going to, me'an badalam to'olech, v'dal afne mi'ata asid li tindin v'cheshmol, afne melech malchem lachem adish baruch hu, shehu ha'baylim v'rishu shalohi. And that, he's the baylim. He's the baylim of the whole world. V'yata chayev af im shalo b'kavana. And even without kavana, I'm going to be chayev. Halo tesamer sarut rashcha. The hairs on my head should stand up. V'yata baklal af shalo b'kavana lidei Aveira. V'yatava klal, even the klal of Bali de Aveira, meaning if we think about this seriously enough, that we won't come. May ayin bato la'ana taholech. If you think about where we came from, where we're going to, then, and we realize that the world is not ours, therefore the whole world is rishus hanizak. It's not rishus hamazik, and it's not rishus harabim. It all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we sin, it all belongs to Hashem, but if we focus on that, then ein apala bali de avera, we won't come to avera, and that's what we learn. That's what the message of the mei sota, that the afar, is to remind us of this Mishnah, me'ayin bata ula ana taholeh. Okay, the connection, as we know, between sota and nazir is picked up by Chazal, and that's why these parshios are put together. Our beginning of source number 3. And Rashi quotes it. Let's just see the Rashi. Rashi says, in terms of Ki Yafli, the beginning of Parshas Nazir, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, Ki Yafli Yafrish. Lama Nisbacha Parshas Nazir, Parshas Sota. Why is Nazir and Sota next to each other? Lomar Lacha to teach me. Shkala Roa Sota Bikilkula. Whoever sees a Sota Bikilkula, Yazar Atzma Menayayin. Whoever sees what's happening to an Isha Sota will realize what happens, what wine could cause. And therefore, they will go away from wine. Shehu mevi lidei ni'uf. Because that could lead to ni'uf, that could lead to what happened with sota. So that's the connection between sota and nazir. Says the Eish Tamid, expanding this idea. Hine adam zeh kasheru ha-sota b'kulkula. Somebody sees a sota b'kulkula, and they're in the mikdash, or they hear about sota b'kulkula, b'vadai. Ba'oso rega yeshlo his'oros atzuma. This tremendous moment of inspiration and seeing reality for what it is. Who somebody sees that happen, they see, like the Ramban says, the only mitzvah that is somech al hanes, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and somech al hanes, ain't safek, ki rotel is chazek, me'ata ve'elech lios tov yoter, I'm going to want to do better. For sure, that moment we're going to be inspired. But the Torah is telling us, yazer asma menayayin, right. You got to do something based on the moment of the inspiration. You can't just leave it. Again, the example given is the Torah, but right, the Rambam would say, Nazir is not the ideal, but at least the message of a Nazir is, and you see and you feel the inspiration, Yazir Atzmo. If you want, says the Eish Tamid now, if you want it to be a true inspiration, with long-term effects, who chayav lasos mashuhu miyad achshav v'lo l'tchos l'machar. You have to push. You have to do something right now, not to push it off. Alchena eitza yazer asmu manayayin, and that's what the message of this halacha is. As we've spoken often inspiration doesn't last. Right? Kriyas Yamsuf didn't last. Unless we take something or makabel upon ourselves, it's not going to last. Obizeh b'yarnu, he says, and this is what many explain. And he says here, Vayishma Yisro, the Gemara Meseches Zvachim, and Rashi quotes it, beginning of Yisro. Yisro heard, Mashmua Shama Uba, what did Yisro hear and come? Kriyas Yamsuf u'mechamas Amalek, those two major events. Vatvaram Surachin Biur, but 1 second, asked the Eish Tamid. Ma Kushi, what kind of question is Mashmua Shama Uba? What did he hear? It says what he heard. Follow me first. Bekra the pasuk beginning of Yisro says, "Vayishma Yisro is kol asher asar lokim ki hoti Hashem is b'Yisro Mitzrayim." He saw already, and he heard. He heard about Mitzrayim. So it says he heard about Mitzrayim. What is the Gemara asking? What did he hear? And quotes Melchemes Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf. So he quotes beautiful. Va'biurho shebe'emes ein ikar hashelo shukshasala Rashi ezu shmua hu shama. Rashi is not asking what did he hear. The pasuk says what he heard. Ki zem first b'pasuk ka'amur. It's Mefurish in the Pasuk. The question is, what made him Shama Uba? What made him do something and then act on that inspiration? Not just Shama, we know what he heard, but Shema Shmua Shama Uba, because a lot of people heard. Hainu, es kol anisim shenasu l'bnei Yisrael betesim yimitzrayim shamu kol umos ha'olam. Everybody heard that, all the umos. K'moshe kasuv, shimua shamim yirgazun, we say it in Azyashir chilachaz, Yoshe Palashis. Ve'ein echad b'chol ha'olam. Shaloshama al-kol ha'movsim halal v'yad ha'chazakah. Nobody in the whole world didn't hear about that. Avalach efechad zeh lo aso shum davar. But it didn't do anything to them. V'kulam nisharu efo shehem. They stayed where they were. All the other nations heard. Shama, but they weren't ba. Yak Yisro bala hiskai. Only Yisro came. Only Yisro came. And that's the what Rashi is asking in Chazal. Vizu Hashela turning over. Mashmur Shama Uba Ezen Nakuda Hishpia Alav Beyoser. What Nakuda was Mashpia on him? Shemach Masa Asatzad Ze Shashines Marechas Chayev. That based on this he changed his life. Mashmur Shama Uba, that's the question. And he says, and that's what he quotes. This is the Goren Zvachim Kufte Zayin, as I just mentioned earlier. That's the Biyan Rabazar Amodoi. What does he quote? Matan Torah Shama Uba. And the Gemara continues, relating, we've spoken about this Gemara in the past, they didn't know what was going on, and they all go to Bilam, and they ask Bilam, was there another Mabul? Shema Mabul Bala Olam? And Bilam answers, Kfar Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheinu Mevi Mabul Olam. Mel Kadosh Baruch Hu already promised, no more Mabul. Amr Lo Mabul Shamayim Eino Mevi, Amabul Shalish Mevi, maybe a Mabul of water, Mabul of fire, they say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to Klai Yisrael. Hashem owes La'amo yitain. And they say, really? Hashem yivarech es amo bashalom. So we've quoted that Gemara in the past. Rav Meir Shapiro has an amazing vart on it. But what do you see from the Gemara? An element that we don't usually focus on. Mavur b'Gemara. Shekol ha'olam nizdaza b'matan Torah. They all shook and quaked. They all realized and heard. Kulam yadu shekadosh baruch hu nosen es ha'Torah v'ro'ako. They all saw it. But what did they say? Oh, very nice. Hashem yivarech es amo bashalom. They should be blessed. They should be blessed, literally. Hashem Yivarech as Amo Bashalom. That's it. That's all their reaction was. Achze lo hishpia aleihem klum. Sha'amnam betchila heim ra'adu sheba mabula olam. They were scared. La'ashos kol basar. They thought it was shaykh to them. They thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be destroyed. We're going to be destroyed. V'lo yuchlu yosar lehanos miman ame ha'olam hazeh. We can't. The whole world was going to be affected and destroyed. Shlita, covet, v'shar taivas. That's what was matrid them. They said, is there a mabul? Are we going to die? Are there going to be no more pleasures in the world? And Bilam said, don't worry, it's not going to affect you. Don't worry, you can keep living your lives. It's not going to have an effect. Unbelievable. Meaning, Es amo bashalom. Let wanu ein ze nogea klau. Upanu ishish ladarko. They went back to their ways. Haresha shamu kulam. Avlo nichras hashmiya zu amok bekirbam. They all heard, but it didn't have an effect. It didn't go in. Ad kedesha yesh shishano starkeyam. It didn't affect. So that's what Rashi is bothered by. Getting back to the first one. Mashmua shama uba. What made him come? Yes, of course, he heard the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Aval, last line. What caused him to come? And now, what does he say? Amazing. Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. What is it about these two events? These two events
Yisro saw the amazing events and how nobody was affected by it.
Milchemes Amalek, he's medayik also. It doesn't say Nitzachon Amalek. Milchemes Amalek, what does that mean?
How did Amalek come to fight after Kriyas Yamsuf? Didn't they hear about it? Didn't they realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Hu Elokim? That's what Yitzro was shocked about. Mashmu Hashama Abba, he saw Amalek was inspired, but it didn't affect them. Same thing with Kriyas Yamsuf. He saw Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf? Don't they remember the Makos? Don't they remember Makos Bechoros? What are they doing? That's why Dafka, those are the two that Yisro hears. Ma yesh Dafka, Kriyas Yamsuf, Bechemes Amalek. Yosem Kol Shara Nisim. Why Dafka those two? Kial Yidei Shtei Nisim Elu Hu Rad Heichan Efsher Lahagia. He sees how far one could switch off Imlo Osim Miyad Shinui Mahuti. If he doesn't make a major change, Beikvos Haroshem Shaosim Amosim Aladam. If he doesn't change something major, V'alpize Yuvan Alashem Milchemes Amalek, like we said, no, not Nitzachon Amalek, Ki Ikra Siba Shemachmata Ba, Lo Anitzachon B'Milchama. It's not the war, Ela, and not the victory, Ela Etzem Zeh Sharas Amalek Mi'alufei Edom. He sees Amalek that was Nivhal, we say in Az Yashar, they all was shaking, and then they went to attack. Sheniva ba'atmo mi'amofsim shoybitiz mitzrayimu b'chalzos. Higili tikach shvali lachem b'Yisrael. That's something that's amazing that was shocked Yisrael. And therefore, he had to come. He had to act. Mashmu ashama uba. Because he didn't want to be like that. He didn't want to be like Amalek. He didn't want to be like the Mitzrayim. And that's what he did. And that's the message of Haroa sota b'kulkula yazir atzmo min hayayin. Right? You have to do something. You have to act based upon the inspiration. We've quoted in the past, that's what Akeda is. Akeda, remember the Medrash by the Akeda, the Shemana Torah points out this Medrash, why do we focus on that detail of the binding of Yitzchak? The Medrash says that Yitzchak, on the way to the Akeda, he felt like he wanted to do it, but he turns to Avram and he says, right now I know I want to do it, but I don't know, maybe when I'm on the Mizbeach, and I see the knife on top of me, I'm going to start flailing, and I'm going to passel the Shechita. So make sure you tie me down very tightly so I can't move. That's the Medrash. Kaftani yafe yafe. What's the message? Yitzchak was inspired, and he knew that he was inspired, but he knew inspiration doesn't last. So he tells his father, he puts something into place now, so that even when the inspiration is no longer, he'll still be in the place to be able to act based upon it. Oh. Okay. One of the more well-known Gemaras about Nazir is the story of the Nazir from the south, the Nazir Shebedarim. So I just wanted to share how we could read a Gemara, and then we can read Rav Soloveitchik's description of the Gemara. And it's two totally different worlds. Rav Soloveitchik could read a Gemara, and the way he describes it and puts it is just amazing. So let's read the Gemara first. The Darim Daf Tes. You have it there in source number 4. Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Miyamei lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tamei. I never ate from the Karbanos of a Nazir. I always thought a Nazir, is that a lechatchila? Is that an ideal? Maybe they're not doing it l'shem shemayim. Maybe they're doing it just for people to say, oh, look, he's a Nazir. Ela echa, just once. One time he ate from the Karbanos because he was so impressed with this Nazir. Pamachas ba'adam echa Nazir min adarum. One time a Nazir came from the south. Vera isiv shehu yafei naim mitov roi. I saw he was very handsome. Yafei na'ayiv tov roi, like David HaMelech, who kufusosav, sturos lo taltalim, and he had beautiful hair braids. Amarti lo b'ni, ma ra'isa l'hashkos es'archa zehanoeh. Why do you become a Nazir? You have gorgeous locks. You know what? You're going to cut them off? Omar li says to me, roe ha'yisi la'aba b'iri. I was a shepherd from my father. Halachti l'malos mayim in amayin. I went to the ma'ayan. I went to the water source. I saw my reflection. I saw my handsomeness. Upachas lav yitzri started going to my head. I started to about to do chait. The Yetzirah was starting to get the better of me. Ubikes lo tardani min ha'olam. And my Yetzirah was going to take me out of the world and cause me to do sin. Amarti lo, I said, Russia. I started talking to my Yetzirah. In the reflection, I said, don't do that. Lamata misga'eh. Ba'olam she'enu shalcha. Why are you raising yourself up in a world that's not yours, right? Like the Rishus HaNizik. B'mishu asid li yozrima v'toleya. Exactly what we said before. You're going back to the Afar. Ha'avoda she'agal chachal o'shamayim. And he swore that he's becoming a Nazir and he's going to shave it off. miyad. So that type of l'shem shamayim, he became a nazir to control himself and to conquer his yetzer hara. Shimon HaTzadik says, oh, miyad amati v'nashaktiv al rosho, I gave him a kiss. Amarti lo b'ni kamocha yirbu nozir naziris b'Yisrael. There should be many like you. There should be many like you. That's the Gemara. Okay, amazing. Shimon HaTzadik and this nazir from the south. If you look in source number 5, Rav Soloveitchik tells over the Gemara. Right, there's, it doesn't say much here more than the Gemara. But let's read how he describes. Right, he quotes the renowned Shimon HaTzadik, never ate from the meat of a guilt offering, except, this Nazir, this one. The Nazir came, he related that a very handsome Nazir, line 5, once came to the Beis HaMikdash to offer the guilt offering. The Nazir came from Alexandria. That's how he interprets the south. He just sees Min Hadarom. Min Hadarom, what's south of Eretz Yisrael? Right? Egypt, Alexandria. A city where assimilation and secularization prevailed. Already adding in details. Right? It was a cosmopolitan city. This is where he was coming from. He was a city boy. And he was coming all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. He was dressed in contemporary clothing. Shimon HaTzadik asked him, why someone of his obviously assimilated background would undertake Naziris and observe Torah and Mitzvahs? Right? He's adding in so much detail to the story. This was an assimilated Jew from a cosmopolitan city, and he's a handsome guy, and he's got long locks. So that's the question. How were you able? Why are you leaving all of that? Why are you leaving all of that behind? Why would he exchange the immoral, corrupt decadence of Alexandrian society for the rigidity and restrictions of a religious lifestyle? How do you throw it all away? Shimon HaTzadik was asking this Nazir. The Nazir responded that he had not been raised in a religious home. It wasn't that I grew up, right? It was a moment that I had an epiphany by the river. He had never experienced purity and Kedusha. He was unaware of the sanctity of Yerushalayim. And this is all filling in. Every story in the Gemara could be filled in and illustrated and made so much more meaningful. So he says he had never experienced purity Kedusha. He didn't know about Yerushalayim. He was not interested in religious observance. It wasn't the pull, we might say. It was the push. But he had at times experienced a mysterious, inexplicable longing. Once in a while, he had this taiva, this pull. He yearned for something more sublime, a noble existence with which he could identify. One day, he looked at his reflection in a stream. The pure and incorruptible water is purity, permitted him to see for the first time his spiritual soul. He saw his neshama radiating through his body. He didn't just look in the water and all of a sudden he's a handsome guy and his yetzer hara. Rav Soloveitchik explains, he saw his neshama in the water. Inexplicably, he was moved to his core. He immediately recognized that Alexandria was not his home. I need to go to Yerushalayim. I need to leave. He suddenly longed to emigrate to Yerushalayim and discover his spiritual roots. There was some magnetic pull that Yerushalayim had for this man. His evil inclination immediately erupted and attempted to dissuade him from traveling to Yerushalayim and adopting an alien, logic-defying religious lifestyle. What? You're throwing this away? This is life. This is, right? Gashmius is Heim Chayenu V'Yorach Yameinu. Replete with paradoxes and restrictions, you're going to go and limit and what? When Shimon HaTzadik heard this, he kissed the young man on the forehead and willingly ate from his carbine. This is how you read a piece of Gemara, a story in the Gemara. Man's higher will motivates the sinner to recognize hitherto unknown strengths submerged in the depth of his personality. These resources enable the sinner to engage in tshuva. His inner personality is slowly reconstituted. Amazing. That's the Nazir Shabbadarom, based on Rav Soloveitchik's understanding. Okay, we continue moving right along. Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, we have right in the middle of the Parsha before we start the Nisiyim. And we usually think of Birchas Kohanim as like, we even say Shkoyach to the Kohanim. We thank the Kohanim. Rav Hirsch just points out a Ha'ara. It's not a Chiddush, but maybe it's something that we don't always focus on. The Birchas Kohanim obviously comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim are the conduits. The Kohanim, it's not coming from their own good favor. And he has a horror, which we know. Birchas Kohanim is part of Avoda. right? It's done in the bracha, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, right? That's where the Kohanim go up to Duchin. Where do they do Berchas Kohanim in days of old? In the Mikdash. Berchas Avoda. Do Kohanim have choice in Avoda? Avoda is specifically, I'm telling you, Hashem says, this is the Avoda. This is what you need to do to bring Kapara and Slicha. This is specifically choreographed, exactly every detail. And I'm telling you, that's part of Berchas Kohanim also. And Berchas Kohanim, we've discussed. Hashem doesn't let the Kohanim choose what to say. Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha. These words, it's part of Avoda from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm telling you what to do. So the Kohanim are the mouthpiece that goes through the Kohanim. But the Kohanim have to realize it's a responsibility like they have, just like the rest of the Avoda, but ultimately it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the reverse. Let's read it now. It is not the authority to bless the children of Israel, which is here conferred to the Aaronites, but a duty which is given to them. Right? It's not an authority that the Kohanim are in charge. It's a duty. It's a chiyuv. The blessing of the priesthood does not flow from their well-wishing, their benevolence, but it's part and parcel of their service to the sanctuary. It's avoda. It's avoda. La'amod lifnei Hashem l'sharso ulevarech b'shmo. Skipping. The Kohen stands in service before Hashem and pronounces the blessing in his name and at his bidding. Hence, only ba'avoda, at the conclusion of bringing all the karbanos, did the Kohen pronounce the blessing. Skipping down. This is avoda. We don't really think, thank you, Kohanim. You did, right? Berachas Kohanim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kohanim do this avoda just like they do all the other avodas. Skip to where it's underlined. The Berachas Kohanim has entirely the character of procedures. Its meaning lies in its objective prescribed contents. And the ministering priest, the ministering Kohen who pronounces it, is nothing but the appointed instrument through which in the sanctuary the act, here the word, receives its significant expression. So there are maisim and there are words. And these are the what you have to do it. And you have to do panim keneged panim. And you have to do it b'kol ram. And you have to do it all the other details that we know. Which again, this symbolism and this hashkafa behind every detail. And it has to be ba'ahava. There's a lot there. But it's not the Kohanim that have this authority. Right? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the authority. And he continues and discusses this idea. But he continues, then that's why there's a difference. There's only one Kohen. You know, call him a Kohen because you don't want him to think that he's in charge. Okay, but this is Rav Hirsch's Ha'ara. But there's another amazing message on Berchas Kohanim that we'll see this year from the Chafetz Chaim. You have it there, source number 8. V'karas al Shabbos Oneg. Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal. Not a mashal, just a reality in life. B'noeg Sheba Olam. Let's say somebody's making a wedding. What do you do? You send out invitations, and you have to get responses. V'noig sheba olam, says the Chafetz Chaim, kasher adam mechin su'udo mishta l'nisu'i b'no, when a person is making a su'uda, hu mechashev t'chila, kama muzmanam yazman l'su'uda. How many invites? V'kama me'em achin yavo'u. How many invitations? How many people are coming? How many yeses? How many no's? Some people have they live far away. Some people are only going to come to the chuppah. Some people aren't going to come. Some people are in avelas. All different. You need to know. Right? Whenever you're making a simcha, you need to know how many people have said yes. Right? After a specific counting of how many said yes. Sheladaito achen yishtatvu befoal bisuda. Okay, how much food do I have to order? How many portions? How many manot? How much drink? How much meat? Right, that's what you have to go through. That's where you get the orders. Mayasa oso ha'adam. What happens? So now we make some extra. But what happens in the days of old where you had an exact number, you made that exact number, and all of a sudden, or even today, let's say an extra 20 people show up. So hopefully caterers have a lot extra, but let's say in the days of old where, no, you didn't. Im higia hayom ha-miyuchal, mavchin hu kitom b'chishuvav, oh, I made a mistake. Ulubasof, higiyu orchim rabim yoser mikafisha tzipa. A lot more guests than what I thought. What happens? M'marish ha-lemitvach, the person goes to the kitchen and says, make the portion smaller. Because there's not enough. Make them smaller so there's enough for the extra people. Umor le-meltzarim le-tzamtzei ma'at, Begodel hamanos, hamugashos. make them smaller. Kach she'ochal ha'uchan, and therefore you'll have enough. If you make them smaller, you'll have enough for the extra people. That's not from the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a suda, so then there's no limit. He doesn't have to make the other portion smaller. Lo kein adavar etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chafetz Chaim, who makar hashefa v'abracha l'berchaso en gvul. There's no gvul to his bracha. Ela she'aleinu lios re'uyim l'kabel as hashefa. We have to be roy to get the shefa hamuftach l'misha makayim Torah mitzvahs. No, anybody Torah mitzvahs, the bracha is there. If somebody else is getting bracha, such an important yesod, sometimes we look at other people's bracha, and we have to think and realize, their bracha doesn't take away from my bracha. And if somebody is zoche to a bracha, I shouldn't say, oh, I wish, you know, and have an ayin ra. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's, I wish me. But we have to recognize that there's no limit. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make the portion smaller in order to give to the other person. So that's Afim Nia Kulanu Ruyim Lizbarech, the Chafetz Chaim says. Even if we're all Roy, we're all coming to the Suda to get a bracha. Lo Yala Adar V'lo Yorim Michelko Shalaf Echad. It's not going to affect anybody else. What do we say in benching? And if we think about this, Ken Yivarech Osanu Kulanu Yachad, even if all together we're getting a bracha, Bivracha Shalema. Bivracha Shalema V'nomar Amen. And therefore, there's no limits. And as we just said from our first, the bracha of Birchas Kohanim is not coming from the Kohanim. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we have to recognize that there's no limits to his bracha, to his benevolence, and Baruch Hashem, we have to be, we're zocheh. So whenever we do Torah and mitzvahs, we'll be zocheh to that bracha. Okay. One thought on the Haftarah that we mentioned a decade ago, but this is a thought that we can mention at least once a decade. Some might be familiar with it, but it's a thought on the Haftorah. The Haftorah, as we know, the Haftorah for Nazir, for Parshas Naso, is the Nazir. Is about the Nazir Shimshon. Right? And the Pasuk says, as we know, that you have it there in source number 10. Vayomer, remember the story with Shimshon, Eshes Manoach sees the Malach, and the Malach says that you're going to have a baby, who's a Nazir, and she goes to find her husband, Manoach, and Manoach says, what's going on here? I don't understand. And then the Malach has to come back. So these are some of the psukim that you have in front of you. Vayomer li, v'ata al tishti yayin v'shechar, v'al tochli kol tumea. Right, the Malach says to the Eshes Manoach, you can't drink wine, and you can't write, so we know that according to the Gemara Bava Basra, the name of Eshes Manoach was Slalponus. That was her name. And there's a place right near Beit Shemesh called Slalphon. Right, this is the Shimshon area over there, Eshtaol and Tsara. So that's why it's Slalpon. So v'atal tishi yayin v'shechav al tochli kol tumea, ki nazir elokim yeh anar ben abeten, the child's going to be a nazir. V'yeter Manoach al Hashem, v'yomer, no, Manoach says, please, I want to see the Isha Elokim, be Hashem, Isha Elokim asher shalachta, yavo na od eleinu, come back to us, v'yoreinu manas al anar. We need to know what's going to be with this child. So says Rav Schwab, here in Mayan Beis HaShoeva. And this is a quoted Rav Schwab, but again, it's some important one to review. Hine tfilas Manoach b'kan kasheh lahavin. It's hard to understand, what did Manoach want after hearing from his wife? V'chi lo yada parshas nazir haksuva batorah? Did he not know? Right, he says he's going to be a nazir. Right, so what did he not get? V'maya rotza ladas hilchas naziris shebatorah shebalpeh. And if you want to know hilchas naziris, hem hayochasirim chachamim v'shoftim, so go ask somebody. Go ask somebody in his day of the Shoftim. What's he asking a Malach for? Shahaya Yachol Lisholotam Levira called Prat for Prat. Hare Yada Besoras Isholokim Nazir Lokim Yehanar. It says the Nazir, the kid's going to be a Nazir. So what was not clear? Vim Kane Lama Va'alma His Palel She Yizgal Isholokim Elav Shenis. What did he want to get a message? He knows it's a Nazir, it's a Nazir. And also, even in the story, it doesn't seem like he tells them anything new. Will be Yoser Kasha. Shekshenetar Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tfilah, so Hashem listened to his Tfilah and sent the Isha Elokim again. Hare Bashkafa Rishona Lo Chidesh Klum. Mimashat Siva Bofato Rishona. Leishas Manoach. He wasn't Machadish anything to him. He just repeated the same thing that he told Leishas Manoach. Kiddich Siv. What does the Pazak say? Mikol Asher Amarti Elo Isha Tishamer. Mikol Asher Yesi Migefen Ayayin Lo Tochal. Kol Asher Tzivisa Tishmar. So number one, what was he asking? Didn't he know Hilchos Naziris? Just look in the Torah and ask the rabbis of that time. And number two, what did he tell him that comforted him? Vanira Bazeh, says Rav Schwab, unbelievable. Shafilu Hayemanoach Yodeya. Dine Nazirus. He wasn't asking a shayla of Hilchas Nazirus. He was asking a shayla in Hilchas Chinuch. Hilchas Chinuch. Lo haisa bakasho el Hilchas Chinuch. Meaning, Sharatza ladas ma nase lanar hayula daika. What are we going to do with this child when he's born? Meaning what? Manoach is asking Hashem, you want me to raise a Nazir? But I'm not a Nazir. So how is that going to work? Doesn't Chinuch start with modeling and role models for the child? Shaya tamua be'enav. That was what Manoach's question was. Ech yitzavek adish baruch hu la'av. L'gadel l'chanech ben Nazir. How could Hashem ask that? B'kedusha nosefes ubi isurim nosafim, with extra kedusha al shara'am. Imein hu batzmo Nazir. I'm not a Nazir. So how in the world can I teach my son to be a Nazir? And what does Hashem answer? You're right. You're right. You got to be a Nazir. Shenachinami. Shegam ha'aba. That's what he was asking. And then when Hashem answered him, he says, yeah. Shegam ha'aba shel hana'ar. That's what it means. Because Sharmati Alisha, Shetisnaig be Aaron, Tishamir. Tishamir sometimes can mean she or it can mean you. You have to be a Nazir, Manoach. If you want him to be a Nazir, you have to be a Nazir. Kialpi, right, he quotes, Yitachin Shetishamir, Hulashin Akeva Nistar, Hulashin Zachar Nochach. It can mean she, it can mean you. Everything I commanded your wife, you have to, because chinuch is about modeling and acting. If the parents aren't doing it, the child's not going to learn it. Children see and learn from what they see from the parents. If the parent says to the child, you should do this, and the parent doesn't do it, there's no chance. There's no chance from the, it doesn't matter what, do like I say, not like I do, that's not going to help. That's the unbelievable ha'ara of Rav Schwab. Noach was asking, how am I supposed to raise a Nazir if I'm not a Nazir? And Hashem answers, you're right. You're right, you have to be a Nazir. Not even, you and your wife have to model for this baby, Shimshon, exactly what is going to be. Okay. One more thought. We are in the week of post-Shavuos. So there's a thought about Shavuos that has to do with the week after Shavuos. I saw this year and I was very excited about it because it's the answer to a question that we've quoted one answer before, and this is a different answer to the question. There's a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi, if you remember in Parshas Yisro, where the Beis HaLevi asks that there's a halacha question on the whole story of Nasa v'Nishma. The Rambam Paskins, that you cannot be mischayev of yourself to a davar she'eino katzuf, something that is not definite. You can't be mischayev of yourself. I go over to you and say, I hereby obligate myself to pay you whatever you want, that you're not a chayev in anything. Not chayev in anything. You can't be mischayev of yourself to a davar she'eino katzuf. So ask the Beis HaLevi, how did Nasa v'Nishma work? Hashem will do whatever you say. Nasa v'Nishma, we'll do it. But that's a davar she'eino katzuf. So that's not an obligation that works. And that's the Beis HaLevi's kasha. So the Beis HaLevi answered, we've seen this in other shiurim. Beis HaLevi says, you're not allowed to be mischayev yourself to davar she'eino katzuf. But what you can do is to accept to be an eved, and the other person is the adon. Right? There's adon and eved. You could create a relationship to create a context. And once I create that relationship, that context, so then memela, step one, I am your Eved, you are the Adon. Step two, if you tell me to do something, I have to do it, because I'm the Eved. Meaning, it's not accepting to do anything, but it's accepting to be somebody. And that's what Nasa v'Nishma was, according to the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says, Nasa v'Nishma, we accepted to be Avdei Hashem. Right? It wasn't Hashem, we'll do whatever you say. L'maisa, it was. But it was about Hashem, we're ready to be your Avadim. Once we're your Avadim and that relationship is solidified and created, so then we're able to, you know, be his Avadim and have to do everything that he has. So that's the Beis HaLevi in Yisra. So there's another answer by the Chida. The Chida is in Dvar Machadim, one of his Sfarim, in a drasha for Shabbos Kala. We'll see what that means. So you have it there in source number 11. You have the Dvar Machadim. So if you just had that Dvar Machadim, we might not have appreciated it because it's not spelled out and developed. But if you look in the Hegyoni Halacha or of Mirsky, in one of his newer volumes, one of his later volumes, he explains the Chida. But then you go back to the Chida and you see that's what the Chida is saying. And that is, there's another Rambam. In that same parak where the Rambam says, you can't be mischayev yourself to a devar sheino katzuv, the Rambam says, but wait a minute. We know there's a halacha that if a man gets married, and the woman, the wife, the kala, has a daughter from a previous marriage, the husband can be mischayev himself to support the daughter. That's the halacha. Right, that's what the Rambam asks on himself, though, but that's a devar sheino katzuv. Law, if you look on line 4, Umepneima posik imishto sheyezon es bita chayev lazona, ava bisham azona sein lam kitzvah. There's no kitzvah there. Ibnesha pasak bashas nisuin. No. Because he accepted the obligation at the moment of the marriage, and therefore, vadavar domel ladvarim sheniknim ba'amira. It's like dvarim sheniknim ba'amira. What's the Rambam talking about? So that, if you remember, is the Gemara towards the end of Ksubas. Where the Gemara says that if you have machatanim, you have two sides, the parents of the chasen and the kala, that get together before the wedding and they say, how much are you giving to your son, how much are you giving to your daughter? And they agree on how much each one is giving. So that's nikneh, even though there was no kinyan done. And even though it's a davar sheino katzuv, I'll support for 5 years, 10 years. You have no idea how much that support is going to be. Doesn't matter. What's the Rambam's lashon based on the Gemara? Amdu v'kidshu kanu. These are things that are nikne ba'amira. What does that mean? Why don't you need regular rules of kinyanim? Because of the hana'a. Because of the good feeling that the machatanim have at the moment of the marriage, gamaru makni. The smichas das. Lefi explains Rav Mirsky, shabahana shemischatnim b'neihem gomrim hamachutanim b'libam lahakno zelazeh. They're gomer machni without a ma'isa kinyan. V'yavu b'sher derech klal dvarim ba'alma bo kinyan lav klomi. And even though usually words without a kinyan is nothing, ha'inu mishum shal dvarim ba'alma ein adam somech lo gomer belibo. Because there's no smichas das usually. But here you could assume because of the marriage and the hanah there is a smichas das. Top of the next page. Avu b'makom shebar alona shekivein lahaknos belief shalem. If you know for sure smachta ha'is chayvus tekefa, this chayvus works. Hariz a ki'ilu asa kinyan. Because at the moment of a marriage, there's hana and there's simcha. V'gam kan yordu chacham l'sof daitem shel mechutanim. The chazal go down, shehamechutanus chashuv etzlam ki'ilu ignu zelazeh. And that's what the Rambam says about the wedding and the daughter. Because the man is so besimcha and accepting for the hischaivus b'shas nisuin, he's ready to support the daughter. He's ready to support the daughter, even though it's a davar, she'ein lo kitzva. Okay, that's the Rambam. Says the Chida, beautiful. Says the Chida, Shvuas is a marriage. Nasa v'nishma. Shvuas is a marriage. Maamar Har Sinai is like Nisuin. The Luchos are the Kiddushin. It goes from the Tashbeits. Many of the Minhagim that we have at a wedding come from Maamar Har Sinai. There are those that have candles at a wedding. There's a chuppah. The chuppah, he quotes, is Vayisyasu besachti sahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mountain over our heads like a barrel. But that's like the chuppah. Says the Chida, maybe that's why it worked at Davar Shein Lo Kitzvah, because it was at the time of the marriage. Gomar Umakni, like Dvarim Shenikne Ba'amira. That's the answer of the Chida, because it's a marriage. And then he says, and he quotes this, and that's why he puts it in the Drasha of Shabbos Kala, he quotes from some Sephardic poskim that the Shabbos before Shavuos, I heard years ago, the Shabbos before Shavuos has a special name, Shabbos Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. But he quotes a different name, Shabbos Kala. It's the Shabbos Kala. It's the Shabbos before the wedding. It's called the Shabbos Kala. And that's what Shavuos is called. And if this is true, says Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer on line 25, maybe that's another reason why the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there's no Tachnun for a week after Shavuos. Not just because that you could bring the Karban, Tashlumen of the Karban Chagiga, but line 26. Hu chidesh v'yomar kima shechaga shvuas hu yomani suin v'akidushin. Like as Gemara says, yom chasunaso zomatan Torah al kein v'dinu. It's sheva brachas. Wow, it's sheva brachas for a week after shvuas. During Yimei Amishta, you don't say tachna. Ah, and one other hosafa that the Reb Mirsky puts in. He quotes that the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah quotes that if you look at all the karbanos, there's always chet mentioned by the chagim. Sir izim echal b'chata. Sir izim elachatas. Shvuas has no chet. Sir izim echal b'chaper aleichem. Why not? Where's the chet? There's no chet. Says the Yerushalmi. Amalem HaGadosh Baruch Hu. Mikivin shekibaltem aleichem al Torah. Mala ani aleichem ki lo chataschem imeichem. Kabbalas haTorah, ya mechilas avonos. Mechilas avonos. Why do you have mechilas avonos? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu was like giving you a new slate. And ask the Mefarshim on Yerushalmi. I don't understand. Why is there, Asei Tov doesn't get rid of Sur Meirah. Okay, so you got the Torah and you did a good thing. Mitzvahs don't wipe out Averis. So why should Kabbalah Satorah get rid of all the Chataim that we did beforehand? Where does that come from? So he quotes different ideas, but says Remersky, you know what I think the answer is? Like a Chassan and Kala have Mechila Savonos. They have Mechila Savonos on their wedding day. It's like a Yom Kippur. So too we have Mechila Savonos on Shavuos because it's like our wedding day. And that's the Sheva Brachas and that's the Davar She'in Lo Kitzvah. An amazing thought put together by Rav Mirsky here for our Naso and Shavuos Shir for Tavshin Peh.